My name is Mayo Metne, appears in The Mourning Woman. I am a citizen of the Cheyenne Arapaho tribes of Oklahoma. You may know me as Lady G. In 1990, President George H.W. Bush declared the month of November as National American Indian Heritage Month, commonly referred to as Native American Heritage Month. Even though I believe that Native American Heritage Month should be recognized every month, November is a time to reflect, celebrate, discuss, educate, and give thanks to the contributions Indigenous people have made to this country. Native Americans have survived many atrocities from genocide, assimilation, boarding schools, loss of homelands, culture, and language, but we are still here. We are proud, resilient, and we are survivors. We have all grown up learning the conqueror's history of this land and how it was discovered. But the truth is, you cannot discover land that has been occupied for thousands of years. Native Americans have a rich history. We had great societies, respected the land, respected all our animal relatives, had a connection to our ancestors and our Creator. We continue these values and are reconnecting, relearning, and revitalizing our culture to pass on to our future generations. There are many struggles that we still face, though. We have the highest numbers of missing and murdered Indigenous women, poverty on our reservations, addiction, suicide, and diseases from unhealthy lifestyles and food choices. But that is not all we are. We are activists, singers, dancers, professionals, athletes, educators, activists, storytellers, givers, healers, friends, relatives. We are human beings. Take the time to learn about our culture. Learn about the land you are on and who was here before you. Give respect to the true history and acknowledge that Native Americans are not the stereotypes we are so often portrayed as. There are 574 federally recognized tribes in the United States. They are sovereign nations, and the United States government has a fiduciary responsibility to uphold their obligations written in our treaties. We shall remain and we shall continue to fight for our inherent rights.